One wise father preaches friendship like that's gonna fix this mess. But maybe friendship's all we have. We can't afford anything less. Willie, but we've seen it's so easy for us to go. But there are those who'll never leave, and there are those who'll never know. Between the newscasts and the stories, seas below and plains above, we'll spread the good news that somewhere there is love. There is love. There is love. There is.
Well, you know, it's very difficult to be in such beautiful voice at this hour of the morning.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful. You know, I've heard, like I said, I've heard that on the record, and that was really, really well done.
Thank you.
Let me just read you something from a colleague of mine and Jane's. By the way, Jane, that's
hey.
Jane, and this is, yeah,
hello.
This is Rachel Marie.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's awesome. So let me tell you, one of our other colleagues who is on Something About the Women show, which Jane is, Kirsten is listening, and she said, I want you to hear this. Love the interview and music, 3 exclamation points.
Wow,
I just
wow,
had
wow.
Just had a conversation with one of my nursing students about SOAR, S-O-R-E, versus SOAR, S-O-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Although she had used SOAR, S-O-A-R, instead of S-O-R-E, we agreed that ultimately, in her studies, she should SOAR. So everybody's
That's
loving
cute.
This. It was wonderful to have you here. You've got to come back in May-ish time.
Okay.
So that
May-ish time.
May-ish, yeah. Because well, are you committing to May or are you not committing to May? Come on.
I'm committed.
You got to do it. And are you going to play anywhere before that, or are you just going to hunker down and finish this record?
I've got one gig coming up. I'm playing on January 26th at the Hearing Room in Lowell.
Okay.
With Care Griffin and Three at Home, who are both acts that I love as humans and also musicians.
Well, they're humans, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's terrific.
True.
I know that's going to be wonderful. And geez, come back here anytime.
Thanks,
it
man.
It was such a. We've been conspiring for so long on the phone.
It's true.
And wait, yeah, it is true. And it's been.
You just keep saying true things.
Didn't I tell you?
Yeah.
I told you I don't lie. See, small nose. Thank you, in all sincerity. It was wonderful. And can't wait to hear from you again for the new record. And you've got to come back and promote it when you do it.
Thank you. I would be glad to.
All right. So it's 11:01 here at WMFO Medford, and my friend Jane is here for Something about the Women. And Jane, if you could come over here to microphone 4 and say hello.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing, Jane?
I'm great. How's yeah. everybody out there in radio land?
I don't know. I'm in
rhetorical
here.
Rhetorical question.
Yeah. So nice to see you. I know when you're here and you sub for Something About the Women that at 12 o'clock there's something special.
Yeah, we do a 6-pack at noon.
Yeah.
So that's a 6-song set, and it's on a theme or spotlight on an artist. So today is a 6-pack of gratitude. You know, it's Thanksgiving week ahead, right?
Yeah.
But actually, little secret, today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
So
did you have your first beer yet?
No. And huh? I'm feeling grateful because, you know, I really appreciate what you were sharing before you did that beautiful song.
It was beautiful.
Because, you know, like there's a lot of really awful things going on in the world. You know, just terrible, terrible things going on in the world. And I think we're all feeling weighted down by that. So I want today to be about soaring and
the sentiment,
about
the sentiment and the message was wonderful.
So,
yeah.
So we're gonna be up today on Something About the Women, and yeah. our 6-pack is about gratitude. So thanks for listening.
Can't wait. 11:01. Our friend Jane will be here for Something About the Women. We're gonna start off with, I know, one of your favorites. I'm gonna leave you with Kacey Musgraves, everybody. I won't be here next week because I'm away for the holiday, but I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
And thank you for listening, because Mike on the mic is awesome. And you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. It's WMFO Medford.
do you?
Solo!
Smoke your own smoke and grow your own days. stay. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, but sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, but sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, but sometimes you're gonna lose it all. Before we say goodbye. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're just a fool in love.
There is no weaker than I am. I am a seeker, and you are a teacher. You are a reacher, so reach down. When you reach down, lead me, guide me, keep me in the shelter of your care each day. You are a leader, won't you show me the way? Yeah. Oh, I am a vessel that's empty and useless. I am a ship felled by the waves. I am a loser that wants to be a winner. You are my lasso that I pray. Oh, when you reach down and give me, guide me, keep me in the shelter of your care each day. Ooh. teacher. You are the leader. Won't you show me the way? There is no weaker than I am. I'm a creature. I am a seeker, and you are a teacher. You are a reacher, so reach down,
reaching out for you.
But when you reach down and lead me, guide me and keep me in the shelter of your care each day. Empty and useless. I'm just a ship fell by the way, sinking. I am a loser that wants to be a winner. You are my last hope. I pray
on my knees.
Oh, when you reach down and lead me, guide me and keep me in the shelter of your care each day.
All right. Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday. Today's November 18th. And this is Jane sitting in the squeaky chair today for Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1 playing music by women across all genres. So, hi out there in Radio Land. Let me tell you what we have been listening to. Mike left us with Kacey Musgraves and Biscuits. Love that song. And that was a great way to kick off our show in the transition. So after that, we heard Patty Griffin, No Bad News. Dixie Chicks, Some Days You Gotta Dance. Mary Chapin Carpenter gave us The Bug, and we just heard Shelby Lynn with The Seeker. Coming up at 12 o'clock, we have our six-pack at noon. It's featuring songs about Thanksgiving and gratitude. If you have ideas for that or anything else you might want to hear, you can give me a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
Oh, my baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Yeah, ain't that news? Station. Ain't that good news? Yeah, ain't that news? In the letter, told me he still loved me. Ain't that good news? Yeah, ain't that news? In the letter, he told me he loved me. Ain't that news? Yeah, ain't that news? He said he's sorry that he left. Found out he don't want
I said work, I just take time. And all through my coffee break time. I say a little
prayer for you.
Gladys Knight and her Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. That was a fun set. I enjoyed it. I'm grooving in the chair here by myself, which is, you know, the way to groove. Of course, iconic song, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Before that, we heard Aretha Franklin, I Say a Little Prayer. Turns out Kirsten loves that song. I love that song, too, and I really love Aretha's version. We heard Mary Wells, Bye Bye Baby. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Love is Like a Heat Wave. And then we had a little technical glitch there, and Aretha started to sing. And, you know, note to self, always check all the equipment before you implement it. So the Marvelettes, Too Many Fish in the Sea, and we started out that set with a brand new music from the late, the great Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That was Sail On from her new CD just out this week, Soul of a Woman. I think I'm itching to play another song from that, so we will probably at the end of the show today. But, you know, Sharon Jones, so inspiring, so amazing, died of pancreatic cancer. But the songs that are on this record, she recorded over an 11-month period of time while she was sick, and this is really a record that is about living, not about dying. And I love her. Love her. So, again, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It is 11:44. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and our six-pack at noon is coming up, so stay tuned. Baby, you know I ain't no Queen of Sheba.
If life is like a candle bright, then death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill, and I'll watch the rising sun, and pray that I won't feel the chill till I'm too.
Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Trucks was a fat little boy living in a shitty little town. In every recess, the dodgeball flew and knocked poor Bobby down. 4 o'clock when he got home, upstairs in his room, he closed the door, tie on his cape, put on his skin tight suit, and he'd sing, colors and matchbox 20. But he was dreaming of the New York Dolls and Max's Kansas City. Of course they never called him back, they thought he was too queer, but he didn't care back.